But, you know, if our work is our happiness, we do not care to take much time for play. So the old nest is used again, and the same course gone through. When the second brood are on the wing, it is high time to think about the journey. The nights grow long and chilly, and the chestnut leaves are turned quite yellow, and insects are not nearly so plentiful as they were a month before. The swallows know that they must depart. For a while we see them in large companies perched upon the housetops, or wheeling around in a state of great excitement. As in chattering swallow language, they discuss their plans and settle their route. At last all is adjusted. We get up some fresh October morning and find that they are gone. The dew lies thick upon the grass as it did yesterday, and the gossamer is covering the hedges with its fairy network. But the summer birds have left us. We shall see them no more till spring. Others lead you now, and you have only to follow. But when in after years you find that you have to walk alone, and you know not the path which you ought to tread, remember that the God who, over land and sea, guides the swallow, will most assuredly guide you.